USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the deadline lawmakers set for the Internal Revenue Service to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee wants years of his financial records. Yesterday, the president and his private business filed suit to try to block that. Legal analyst Andrew Napolitano says the lawmakers need to show a reason why they want these records.
They can't just get them because he's the president and because his predecessors have exposed this type of material about themselves. They have to have a legitimate purpose. And if they can't show that purpose, then they're going to lose. Then the subpoena will be quashed.
He was speaking on Fox News. As the death toll from the Sunday attacks in Sri Lanka reaches at least 320, ISIS is now claiming responsibility, although authorities are still blaming a local jihadist group there, which they say may have been inspired by ISIS. And this is USA Radio News.
Sean was swimming in IRS tax debt.
I owed $140,000 to the IRS, not sure how I was going to actually pay it.
Sean was receiving multiple notices from the IRS and was getting stressed out.
This young lady, Charlene, picked up the phone. She walked me through the process step by step. Immediately, I felt a sigh of relief.
Sean realized there was somebody finally there to help him fight the IRS.
Once MC Preferred got involved, the calls stopped, the letters stopped. And I was fortunate they settled my debt for $2,500.
MC Preferred saved Sean over $125,000.
I was fortunate I found MC Preferred.
Call 800-711-9212. Don't let the IRS cause you stress. Call now for a free consultation. Call 800-711-9212. That's 800-711-9212. If you have IRS debt, call MC Preferred now. Call 800-711-9212. Results may vary.
The 15th Annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held this morning. President Trump didn't make it, but his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, addressed the audience of about 1,000 and said that President Trump and the administration are friends of the Catholic faith.
So I'm comfortable as a Catholic, even though I work for a gentleman who is not Roman Catholic, that the principles of our faith are alive and well respected in this administration and are driving many of our policies.
Shocking new sex abuse allegations against the Boy Scouts of America. As a lawyer who represents alleged victims says there are more than 7,000 abusers, he's filing multiple lawsuits detailing them at a Manhattan news conference at this hour. The Scouts say in a statement the organization cares deeply about all victims of child sex abuse and apologizes, quote, to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Queen Elizabeth will be hosting a official state visit for President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, as they'll be visiting the UK from June 3rd through the 5th. Mr. Trump will also meet with Prime Minister Theresa May, and he'll attend a ceremony in France marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day. House Democrats seem to be pumping the brakes on talk of impeaching President Trump after the release of the Mueller report last week. In a conference call held yesterday afternoon, Democratic leaders reportedly refused to commit to beginning any impeachment proceedings anytime soon, if at all. Special Counsel Robert Mueller detailed instances of possible obstruction of justice in his final report. In the conference call, although some Democrats did reportedly push for impeachment, saying the report presents enough evidence for them to act now, but party leaders in the House urged patience while vowing to launch aggressive and extensive investigations in their House committees. And the last episode of Riverdale that actor Luke Perry filmed before his death is airing this week on the CW network. The show's creator tweeting that tomorrow's episode will be the last in which Perry's character Fred will appear. Perry passed away last month after a massive stroke. The part-time Tennessee resident was buried in Dixon County, where he'd had a farm for years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.